It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, USA Today's Paul Singer joins us for his weekly look at the latest from Congress, including a showdown over Homeland Security funding.
First, Governor Scott Walker delivered his state budget address last night, unveiling a $68 billion spending plan for the next 2 years. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
Our plan is based on growth and opportunity, which leads to freedom and prosperity for all. Secondly, our plan will use common sense reforms to create a government that is limited in scope and ultimately more effective, more efficient, and more accountable to the public.
That plan includes substantial cuts to the University of Wisconsin system and an expansion of the voucher schools program in the state. While those were expected, there were some surprises in the proposal as well.
Here with us now to talk us through some of the major parts of Governor Walker's proposed budget is Mary Spacuzza. She's a state government reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. Mary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Governor Walker's highly anticipated budget is out as of last night. He said recently that he wanted to go big and go bold. Is that what you see in this budget?
Yeah, certainly there are some major proposals, some that Republicans are quite happy with, some that they are not. I think the voucher school expansion will have a lot of support among Republicans in the legislature. I think his proposal for borrowing for transportation versus trying to generate revenue is getting quite a bit of pushback from Republican leaders at the Capitol. There have been some other, you know, just kind of maybe not major proposals, but interesting surprises. For example, there are some changes in the budget language on what's known as the Wisconsin IDEA, kind of the overarching vision for University of Wisconsin system.
And that is, I think, the boundaries of the university are the boundaries of the state.
Right, and it would cut out language that talks about the broad mission, including working to improve the human condition, and the language that says basic to every purpose of the system is the search for truth. And instead it would shift the focus to essentially building the state's workforce needs. So that's one of those that it, you know, I think it certainly resonates with people who are familiar with the University of Wisconsin system, alumni, supporters of the university, of just that's been in the statutes for, gosh, I think, I want to say since 1904.
Now, you mentioned a few of the items there, transportation and this language about the university and the Wisconsin IDEA. Can you take us through some of the other big proposals from last night?
Sure. So there is the cuts to University of Wisconsin system. That would be the $300 million cut with a freeze on tuition, but he said that he would grant them more autonomy to make their own decisions going forward, and the tuition freeze would only last for a couple of years. So we had heard more about that. He talked about that quite a bit and actually compared it to Act 10. He said that people were voicing concerns just much like they voiced concerns about Act 10. And kind of, you know, talked about how the state is still thriving and kind of the doomsday predictions did not come through. So that was an interesting comparison. He also talked about his wanting to mandate drug testing for people applying for public assistance like food stamps and unemployment insurance, and said, you know, some people will say we're trying to make it harder to get a job. We're not. We're trying to make it easier to find work. That's clearly going to get a lot of opposition, and other states' proposals have been found to be unconstitutional. So that'll be an interesting issue going forward as to how he tries to implement that and whether it ends up in the courts.
Governor Walker has said he wants to streamline the government, and with that in mind, what are some other areas where the governor is looking to reduce state spending and pare down government?
He's talked about wanting to merge some agencies, merge economic development agencies, for example, into more of one instead of having it be in a couple of different areas. Those would be, he said it wouldn't be affecting kind of the frontline workers as much as the people who are higher up in the agencies. So it's unclear to me so far how much money those cuts themselves are going to save and whether they'll be really, you know, big money savings. Some of the others were cutting tower guards for third shifts from Department Department of Corrections budget, and, you know, it was more like those kind of a lot of minor nips and tucks as we were going through the budget.
Now let's talk education for a moment. There was, as we mentioned earlier, a statewide expansion of private voucher schools in that budget. There's also other aspects of this. What else is on the table when it comes to education?
You know, there's a lot of discussion right now about school accountability, and Governor Walker's budget calls for school accountability and grades. However, he does not call for sanctions for public schools that get, I guess, what are considered failing grades, which is something that Assembly Republicans really want to see. They had wanted to essentially force public schools that are failing to become charter schools. He does not call for that in his budget, but from the Assembly Speaker's comments yesterday, it did not seem like Assembly Republicans were ready to give that up. So we might be hearing quite a bit about that, because the Senate and the Assembly seem to have very different ideas about how to have school accountability.
Some pretty significant changes to the state's Department of Natural Resources are being proposed. What would happen to the DNR under the governor's plan?
You know, it was interesting, because we had not heard, that was not something that we were hearing about in advance in terms of proposed changes. And there were a number of changes that came up really for the first time yesterday, and they included eliminating positions. Some of those were positions that were held by scientists. Some of those were vacant positions, and positions that had been vacant for over a year. I believe it was a total of about just slightly under 70 positions that were being cut, and some of those would be from educator positions and science positions. However, some of those wouldn't all be layoffs, because some of those were unfilled positions that were being eliminated. But he also went at changing how the board operates. So it would essentially, if his budget went through as it's proposed, it would essentially strip the Natural Resources Board of its authority and make it more of a advisory panel. And it would also eliminate those positions, and it would change the stewardship about essentially the state could not purchase land for conservation for quite a number of years until 2028.
Now, not raising taxes has been one of the governor's professed goals. So how does the budget look from that perspective?
From that perspective, he said in his speech that he was following through with his proposal to continue lowering taxes, and he's planning on cutting property taxes again, so that way he would be able to say that he lowered them, you know, continuously throughout his time in office. The cut is not one that people would necessarily call major. It would amount to about $5 a year for a median value home.
The budget also included cuts to Wisconsin Public Broadcasting. What do we know about that so far?
You know, I've been trying to find out about that today, but your ears have probably been burning. So there were cuts of totaling about $5 million over the 2 years to the Educational Communications Board, and essentially it looks like we're still trying to figure out if it would cut all state funding to Wisconsin Public TV and Wisconsin Public Radio, or if the board would be able to restore some of it. They're very hopeful from the executive director of the board. He seems hopeful that lawmakers will not go along with this plan, and that he'll be able to help convince them that this is not something that constituents support. But I think there's quite a bit of concern on part of Wisconsin Public Television's board that this could be a huge, serious cut to how they do business. And it sounds like a lot of fundraising is already happening, and to make up another, you know, $2.5 million a year could be significant, according to Jean Purcell, the executive director.
Mary, what kinds of reactions are you hearing so far to this budget, both from Democrats and Republicans?
We're hearing, you know, as expected, there's a lot of criticism from Democrats on everything from those cuts to public broadcasting to the voucher expansion and possible money that the state's public schools might lose as a result of that voucher expansion. They're critical of the plans for the UW system and the cuts there, some concerns about senior care and cuts that might be happening to that program. Republicans, I would say this is, you know, Governor Walker's third budget now, and Republicans have also been quite critical on different issues, though. I think both Republicans and Democrats have voiced concerns about the borrowing for transportation, and I think, as you've heard, that some of the Republicans said it gave them heartburn and that they were not comfortable with that level of borrowing. I think that Republicans have also voiced concern about the changes to UW system, and that could result in, once the tuition freeze ends in a couple of years, that there could be huge tuition hikes that would make it unaffordable for Wisconsin students to go there. So we've heard that from a number of Republican leaders. And I think that, you know, they're obviously big fans of Governor Walker on the Republican side of the aisle. We have not heard so many kind of Republicans coming out with ringing endorsements of this budget proposal as it is. But I guess that's part of the budget proposal, is that it goes through the legislature and gets changed before it's signed into law.
Mary, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Mary Spacuzza, state government reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. We'll have more coverage of the proposed state budget later in the hour. Two state lawmakers will join in with their reaction to the plan.